it is awesome, Scooby-Doo. Get ready for your act. Don't hold back. Shake and shiver. You know we got a mystery to solve, so Scooby-Doo, get ready for your act. Don't hold back. And Scooby-Doo, when you come through, you're gonna have yourself a Scooby snack.
Zach from UTForums.com.
This is Apex Twin from GameAvens.com.
Hi, this is Lord of Doom from UTZen.
Hi, this is MungoZen from MungoZen.com.
Hi, this is Gleam from LWZ.
Sup, y'all, this is the Count from Wolfit.com.
Howdy, this is Talon from UTScripts.net.
Give me a radio check.
And you're listening to Oswald on Urban Radio.
Oswald, Urban Radio.
You're listening to Oswald.
Oswald on Urban Radio.
Oswald on Urban Radio.
You're listening to Oswald on Urban Radio.
Where Quake meets reality. Urban Terror.
Greetings and welcome to Urban Radio. I am your Urban Pimp in the Box, Oswald, covering Urban Terror from the inside. We looked up the mod, share some notes, and basically have a good time today. So sit back, relax, and take up some tunes, and we'll start the show in just a few minutes.
Measure these things by your brains. Sank into me, I'm with you. Alone in the church by and by. I'll read to you here, save your eyes. You'll need them, your hold is at sea, Lord. Your anchor is up, you've been swept away. And the greatest of teachers won't hesitate to leave you there by yourself.
Great, you know it. church by and by. To cradle this baby in space. Leave us here by ourselves.
Hey, what's going on? It is Oswald hanging with you on a Friday. I see somebody questioning the choices of music. Scooby-Doo and the Star Wars theme were my pick, so if you don't like it, tough shit. As we do every week, again, welcome to Urban Radio. I am Oswald, and scrolling through Pound Urban Terror, I see many of the regular faces in here. as we bring you the best and most up-to-date information on the Quake 3 Mod Urban Terror. Radio show sort of been hit and miss here for the past month or so, partially due to other commitments I have outside of Urban Terror. Hopefully the community can understand that while myself and the rest of those involved put many hours and much effort into the mod, there are some times that we just must take care of more pressing non-UT-related work. So where do we want to begin this week? I guess first and foremost, a big thanks and appreciation go out to all the gamers who make up our community and continue to support Urban Terror. We feel we do have the best online community going, and we just want to say thank you from Siliconized Development. We're also working as quickly as we can to bring you up to date on what you yearn for, that being beta 2.6. It's funny how these things go in a vicious cycle. Gamers want, yet once they get what they want, they draw their conclusions and end up wanting some more. It's a never-ending cycle, and talk about that a little later on in the show. I'll hop on my soapbox, and you guys will sit there and listen to what I have to say, hopefully. Get into some thank yous here before we actually get started on the meat and potatoes of Urban Radio this week. I do want to say thanks to Team Sportscast Network for continuing to host Urban Radio. Without their affiliation, our show would not be here today.
GSN. We cover games.
With a whole lot of music in between.
Team Sportscast Network.
I also want to say props to Acidburn over at ForbiddenNinja.com. He continues to support the show by posting the notes each and every week. I just want to say thanks to him. And finally, thanks to Zach over at ZD Web Hosting for hosting all the recorded shows. We have all the previous shows FTP'd for those who want to take a listen to what has gone on in the past. You can go over to UrbanTerror.net, click on Urban Radio, and from there you will see all the links to the previous shows we have broadcast and shoutcasted. I believe it's about 25 or so now, starting since last December. And most of all, thanks to those who continue to join in and listen each week. I'm going to play a little Rush now, and hopefully you guys have seen the message in Pound Urban Terror. If you want to hop on the Urban Terror server, you are going to need some new maps, and those maps are listed if you type !server in Pound Urban Terror. You see the new maps that you have to have in order to play. This is Rush, Tom Sawyer. We'll be right back on Urban Radio.
Never quite get to
Alrighty, we're back on Urban Radio. A little Rush from Moving Pictures. That was Tom Sawyer. As many of you know, we do play a pickup game during the show. If you want to get involved, head over to the Urban Radio server, which is dedicated to Dr. 8. You can join in 64.180.91.204. The server is currently running Capture the Flag. And in order to play in the Urban Radio server this week, sorry about that, in order to play in the Urban Radio server this week, you're going to have to download Drug Lord 2, Harambeek, Subway, UT Eagle, UT Tequila, and the map Golgotha. For more information on that, type !server and #UrbanTear. And if you didn't get all the names of the maps, you can pick them up there and join in on the action. Currently, it's a 5-on-5 game here. Mungo's in Thunder, Camino Jr., Gold Reaver, and Setsuko are on the red team. Connor, Tom, Hardcore, and Alphabet are on the blue team. Map is currently Subway by Layearth. So feel free to join in and get some fragging on, and we'll probably check in a little bit later on the server to see how things are going. We also want to host your server as the Urban Radio server each week. If you're an admin or host a clan server or a community server, then please feel free to email me, oswaldurbanterror.net, and we'll schedule your server to be played during the show. We ask that you give us your server information, the game mode, and the map cycle in order to set it up before time, and hopefully no later than Wednesday, so it'll give us a couple days to work all the details out. As many of you know, we did debut our Urban Terror forums a few weeks ago, thanks to Bass for all his time and effort he put into them. Overall, the forums have been very well received. I know a few continue to complain about a few things on there. For example, no search button. I know we have a few who complain about the custom titles we have and the names under each person who's registered, but tough. We like them. If you don't like them, don't post. Bottom line. We just passed 1,600 registered users and surpassed about 27,000 posts since being introduced. And we'd like to thank everyone for the support and the comments on the forums, and we are looking to improve even further on the forums and get a new website out to you guys, which will also be supported by the website. If you register on the website, then you'll be registered for the forum, so it's kind of cool. Looking to finish that here. Hopefully by the time or just after 2.6 is out, we'll see what happens. And if you have any questions, ideas, problems, or recommendations, please post your comments in the website support and question forums. Going to step away and let you hear some new tunes here from Mungo Zen. This is Down, Beautifully Depressed on Urban Radio.
event of the season
directly into your room all the way from Dallas, Texas. Join GSN as we bring you live 24-hour-a-day coverage from QuakeCon 2002 in Dallas, Texas. Tune in for live tournament coverage, interviews, music, and more. Win Thursday, August 15th through Sunday, August 18th. Where? Mesquite Convention Center, Mesquite, Texas. Only on the official QuakeCon station, GSN. For more information, visit www.quakecon.org.
Everybody else play. But most importantly, chicks dig us.
Oh, yeah.
The Seam Sportscast Network.
Hey, hey, we're back. As I said, a few songs here. Beautifully Depressed by Down, courtesy of Mungo Zen. And we also heard Mota by The Offspring. And we are back. As I said, you can download the previous shows over on UrbanTerror.net. Just click on the Urban Radio link. As many of you have seen, Urban Terror IT is back up and running with a new design from Buffetti, still offering some excellent FTPs, an excellent FTP for many of the Urban Terror levels that you are missing. Another very comprehensive FTP site that was just brought to my attention was q3.utca.hu/maps. q3.utca.hu/maps. It offers about 114 maps for the mod, probably going pretty much back to beta 1, And hopefully Dragon will spam that in the channel here if people do not get it. But going to see if we can get the okay to link that on the map page on urbanterror.net. They seem to have pretty fast site and very comprehensive, as I said. And while we have not gotten around to adding it yet, Urban Terror does have an official FTP now, and you can find that over at ftp.volarisgames.com. That's V-O-L-A-R-I-S Games, Volaris Games, ftp.volarisgames.com. I think we have most of them. I have not gotten around to adding the new ones, like Tequila, Proving Grounds, and what's the other one I'm thinking of here? Oh, UT Eagle. Those three haven't been added, but everything is up there, so if you want to check that FTP out, ftp.volarisgames.com. So, oops. Oh, hey, where am I going? Ah, shit. And it looks like I have my first problem here is I can't hear a damn thing that's going on. Bear with me here. Actually, I think I will play one song, and we'll be right back. Oh, okay, we're back. Forget the song. You know, if it's not one thing, it's another, right? Yeah. All right, so where did I leave off? I just talked about our new FTP. And for those of you who have not seen the most recent update on UrbanTerror.net, you can now check out the new screenshots of the levels Docks and Uptown by BattleCal. He's doing some work to improve both of the levels. For example, the spawns on Docks. I know there's a few spawns. I can think of one that's more or less right under the building there in the middle. That's basically a a 10-second rush and the round's over. So he's working on some of the spawn points. As you can see in the pictures, he's bringing back the newbie tower for those of you who remember Beta 1, the early betas. And Uptown, you can check out the pictures and you will see some major changes in the design. Those are intended to improve the gameplay. It seems there were a few people who sent me nasty messages last night that we really had no clue as to what we were doing, and we shouldn't be updating maps, things like that. So, you know, I guess they forget that mappers map and coders code. So, actually, that came from Mongo Zen. He told me to say that. So, we are looking for some updated maps here in 2.6, and you guys will see those once we release it. We're also developing specific skin sets. Based on the map type, you can expect to see urban, snow, desert, and jungle skin sets for Beta 3. And we're also looking at being able to attach specific skin sets to specific maps. So, for example, if we had a desert map, we'd be playing with desert skins. If we're in a snow environment, we're going to be playing with snow skins. You know, just to give it a little more authenticity to the map. Again, that's Beta 3 work. If you want to see pictures of those skins, you can go to silicon-ice.com, and you can see the work that Sweet Nuts has done on those. Those have been up there for a few weeks, and we will be able to get an update here from Sweet Nuts and a few of the others who have been working on things here for Beta 2.6 and Beta 3.0. And many gamers seem to have a misconception of what exactly is in 2.6 and what is being saved for 3.0. While we're developing both of these at the same time, there are many features that will not be introduced until Beta 3. Things such as game modes and new weapons, with the exception of the AK-103. Player models and skins are all under development for Beta 3. There's also some new levels that have yet to be released that are being developed, such as a city level from Barbecue, an unknown level from Battle Cow. I've seen pictures of it, but to be honest, I couldn't really describe it. I guess you could describe it as an industrial type level. That's the sort of feel it had to it when I saw some early pictures. He's really not ready to give out the pictures yet, screenshots I mean, of his upcoming Beta 3 level. So you guys will just have to wait on those. And finally, there is a snow level which we have featured on the sixth floor being created by Sweet Nuts. After talking to 27 last night, we're going to try to get you some sort of general list as to what is being included, updated, fixed, tweaked, and otherwise corrected in beta 2.6 by early next week, say Monday or Tuesday. Hopefully that'll help and give you some idea as to what we're going to have when 2.6 is released. As for a release date, well, that's something we're not ready to give out now. There seems to be a nasty rumor going around about 2 months from now. I guess I could give you the standard. I can neither confirm or deny that, but to be honest, I have not heard that from anyone on the team, so take it with a grain of salt, and for now, consider it a rumor until you hear differently from someone on the development team, or it's featured on the UrbanTerror.net website. It's time for some tunes. I'm going to step away, take a bit of a break, hit the head, and check out the Urban Radio server as we are now on UT Eagle, created by Machine, which was just released earlier this week. And talk about that here coming up. I'm Oswald, this is Urban Radio, and we'll be right back.
Hello everyone, I'm Ian Irwin, and this is Camper Hunter. Today, we have come all the way out to a remote health facility called the Bar, in search of some of the world's most annoying campers. We've heard reports of several kinds of them being spotted in the area recently, so we are pretty sure we can find some great specimens. Let me just climb down the rope out of our trusty transport chopper here, and we'll start the hunt. Right, so here we are on top of the SID headquarters building roof. We've heard of some nasty roof campers being spotted here fairly frequently. Let's take a look around and... oh, there's one now. Let's see if we can hear his call, the call common to almost all campers from this distance.
Stay here.
Yes, there it is. Maybe he won't notice us and we can get a closer look at the critter.
Fall back.
Oh, it seems he's seen us. Notice how he barked out his alarm call and moved quickly away from us? That's a typical reaction of the roof camper when they detect a threat. They usually spook easily when confronted on their own level. At this point, he's mostly harmless, so we'll leave him for now. Let's see if we can find a nasty room or dangerous door camper here somewhere. Here we are at the doors to the emergency exit of the Bath building. This is a notorious door camper spot, but I don't hear the distinctive call, so we should be safe entering the corridor beyond. Behind this door is the storeroom, a known room camper hangout.
Stay here.
And it seems we're in luck. I hear his call now. It's rare to hear a room camper cry out that way, as they, not unlike the three-toed sloth, can sit quietly and motionless for hours and even days. Normally, you wouldn't want to open this door because there's nasty critters in there with leap and attack. Luckily, I've brought along a trusty flashbang. Flashbangs are the weakness of the room camper. Now watch this, and I'll quickly open the door and toss in the flashbang.
Grenade!
Now that the room camper is totally immobilized and blinded, let's have a closer look. Here he is.
Requesting backup.
Notice in this helpless state how he calls for the assistance of his pack. I'm not worried though, as no one ever comes to the aid of a camper. It's interesting to notice how the effects of the flashbang render them completely unable to react, even when provoked. Notice that all they do is moan. Eventually, they will whine and try to get you to leave them alone. Let's see if we can show you.
What are you doing? Hey, watch it! Man down! Man down! Medic!
Amazing. The campus communication is incredible when they're being provoked. Let's leave this guy alone now and see what other campers we can find. Crikey! It seems we stumbled upon a particularly nasty door camper. As I opened the door, he attacked and made a medium-rare pepper steak out of my left arm. I've moved back around the corner, and it seems I'm out of flashbangs, so I'll have to put this one down. That's a shame. But door campers are easily aroused by the cries of a room camper nearby, and there's no other way to get around it sometimes. As you can see, campers can be particularly nasty at times, but are generally lame and harmless. My scary brush with the door camper is not the usual fare for the camper. Confront them and their poor attack capabilities cause them to back down. Well, that about wraps it up for today's episode of Camper Hunter. I'm Ian Irwin, and I must get this arm attended to. Good night.
Medic!
You're dialed in to Quake 3 Urban Terror's Urban Radio with your host, Oswald. Right here on the number one station for online gaming, TSN.
Urban Terror Version 2, the combined power of Cello and UTZ. Ready to continue the Urban Terror battle.
All the latest news, a map depot, our game server information, and more. Urban Terrors.
Alrighty, and we're back now. It seems everybody enjoys the Compa Hunter with Ian Arwin. Crikey! That's actually Dragone from Clan Triad Development who did that little piece there. If you'd like to get a copy of it, you can either send me a private message or send me an email, oswald@urbanterror.net, and I will give you the link. We do have it up and available for your listening pleasure. Hopefully he's going to make something else like that in the future, or somebody else can make another one, but that's pretty funny. I'm sure many of you enjoy it. As many of you know by now, Lord of Doom and Vampy are changing the scope of Terrorist.net, UTZ, as many of you may know. Lord of Doom says, I just want to do different things from now on. News is fun, but not for months and months and months. He says, you can expect the columns to be back when I get things going again, and of course, the wallpaper packs from Vampy. They still remain downloadable for the time being. You can find them on the left side under UTZ Resource Files. The map download section provided by Cello will also remain up and maintained until the next site is online. Just don't expect new content, except for some minor things for a while. And also for those of you in the United States, and probably all of North America, due to bandwidth limitations, you will not be able to download from Cello. While UTZ was and still is one of the best, you're going to have to find other alternatives, such as the ones I mentioned previously, in order to download all your maps. And that one that I mentioned that is pimping pretty hard was q3.utca.hu/maps or ftp.volarisgames.com. Both of those are open to anyone, and there's no restrictions on them. So if you're looking for another resource, hit both of those sites, and you should be able to get most all the maps through either of them. What else do we have here? This is old news. Guess what? Forgot to delete that. There we go. It's deleted. Over at Clan Triad Development, we saw the release of a few new levels in the past week or so. Dragone re-released updated version of Proving Grounds. This time there are two Proving Grounds, one with a daytime setting, one with a nighttime setting. And I do recommend you check out the nighttime setting level with the fog. It looks very cool, and it does change the gameplay a little bit. And those, as I said, those are available on most every FTP I've been to recently, so check those out. Another good job there by Dragone. We also saw the official release on the 18th of UT Eagle by Machine. It's a level based on the World War II movie Where Eagles Dare. From some of the comments I have seen, it's a very intricate design, and actually playing it now on the Urban Radio server, I see what people mean by that. I know some of the gamers were dropping comments to me, and I know some on the team were mentioning a few things regarding this level. And now that I've actually played it here for a few minutes, it is quite an intricate map. Not sure if it would really work for, say, Team Survivor. May work for a big team deathmatch game, but for CTF, it's very cool. I know the one thing that he and many others in the community are looking for are the ability to use two function trains on a single map. In this case, you could have it so you could actually have the cable cars passing each other. And hopefully that's something we're going to get to for Beta 3. Actually, that's going to be one of the things that the coders work on after the release of 2.6 are going to be the new map entities. And this is going to be something we look into for the mappers who need to use more than one function train. If you don't know what a function train is, then you're not a mapper, so don't worry about it. As I said, this level, UT Eagle, is running on the Urban Radio server, along with UT Tequila. I still think it has a few FPS problems. I mean, running a GeForce 3, running a GeForce 3 in a 2.5 gig system, and I'm still seeing my FPS drop into the 30s. So, yet, we'll see. Maybe he will release another version of it, but I still believe if that level comes up in the Urban Radio server today, many are going to make comment on the frames per second they are receiving, since it still does feel a bit sluggish at times. As you can tell by the commercials we have been playing, Team Sportscast Network will be shoutcasting live 24 hours at QuakeCon 2002 in Mesquite, Texas. The dates of the event are August 15th through 18th. For more information on the event, you can go to www.quakecon.org. You can also check out www.tsncentral.com for everything Shoutcast. There are some excellent Shoutcasters on TSN, from calling games like Return to Castle Wolfenstein, Jedi Knight 2, MOA and Urban Terror, to weekly shows like The O Club with Oblique, The Pawn Biggie Program with Blanks, Mandatory Metal with Jeff T, and That's 80s Music Show with Wizard. So check it out. You have all that and much, much more on TSN. Got to step away. We'll be right back with some more good stuff for you and my little soapbox here. So stay tuned. We'll be right back on Urban Radio. This is Simon Says, Ship Jumper. Dragon, it's okay, dude. Doesn't matter if you look like Billy Ray Cyrus. We still love you. Little Red Hot Chili Peppers, By the Way, on Urban Radio.
Heavy glow, by the way, I tried to say I'd be there. Waiting for Danny the girl is singing songs to me beneath the marquee.
girl is singing songs to me beneath the marquee of a soul. By the way, I tried to say I'd be there waiting for.
Sportscast Network is streaming the hottest LAN event of the season directly into your room all the way from Dallas, Texas. Join TSN as we bring you live 24-hour-a-day coverage from QuakeCon 2002 in Dallas, Texas. Tune in for live tournament coverage, interviews, music, and more. Win Thursday, August 15th through Sunday, August 18th. Where? Mesquite Convention Center, Mesquite, Texas. Only on the official QuakeCon station, TSN. For more information, visit www.quakecon.org.
Hey, we're back. It's Oswald with you, Urban Radio, for a Friday, about an hour into the show or so, and we actually just finished playing UT Eagle by Machine, and consensus was it's a pretty kick-ass map. Most of the gamers on there had, some of them had actually played the beta before and posed a few questions to it, and they thought the spawn points were pretty much even for CTF. As I said, I don't think it would make a very good team deathmatch map, as it's probably a bit too large. Team Survivor, you get down to a one-on-one situation, at least now, and we know the routine. those with the most gamers remaining are obviously going to win the round, but for 2.6, with the three different settings we will have, depending on how you want the round to end, it may be possible. So, as I said, get UT Eagle. Hopefully it'll pop up on some servers, and who knows, maybe in a map pack soon. Currently, we actually just switched over to Drug Lord 2, Harambeek. This is the second installment from Dragon over at Clan Triad. Please don't call him Billy Ray Cyrus, even if he looks like it. The New Jersey Redneck, we'll call him. No, I don't want to. I got to give him props because he put the Dolphins in Drug Lord 2. Now, I know many of you don't know the story behind it, nor will you probably ever know the story behind it, but he put the Dolphins and Drug Lord 2. That's all we need to say. So hop on there. There are some openings right now. It's a 5-on-5 game. 64.180.91.204 if you'd like to join in. As I mentioned in the opening, there is a vicious cycle that exists during development. This cycle extends. As the cycle extends, the patience of gamers sometimes begins to wear thin. It's not uncommon to see comments pertaining to elite clans leaving or more newbies than llamas complaining or even the accusations of bot users and wall hackers. Some will go as far to say that 2.6 is taking too long or including too much. Maybe, but this is how we've decided to go about the 2.6 development cycle. Gamers continue to reiterate that the development team already knows. The main point of focus is the inaccuracy of the weapons based on the extremely high movement penalty. The attributes are more or less acceptable by many, and they really have not dramatically changed since about 2.3, with the exception of the shotgun, which has really been toned down. Was 2.6 supposed to be a quick update? It depends on who you ask. Either in the community or more notably on the development team, I do think the scope of 2.6 has grown a bit, which is, you know, which is probably not going over well with the community in a sense. No one, not even myself, likes waiting, but coming from me, I guess that comment really doesn't go over well since I do know the direction and the time frame we are looking at for 2.6. The scope of 2.6 has grown to include more than just bug fixes in the code and changes to the attributes of the weapons. As seen in some of the more recent news on UrbanTerror.net, we are including some new features. Again, some of the community are frowning on this, that will improve Urban Terror when all is said and done. Remember that 2.6 and 3.0 are being developed in parallel with each other. We have enough team members that are working on enough different fronts that should help shorten the Beta 3 development cycle. But what does that do for Beta 2.6? Much of the work remaining for 2.6 is in the code base. 27 and Thaddeus are doing what they can as quickly as possible. We do see many comments such as release 2.6 now and then do a 2.7 or a 2.8. Well, we really don't want to do that. We want 2.6 to be the final 2.x version of Urban Terror. Too much time has already been spent on the 2.whatever version, and we are ready to move on to the final iteration of the mod before we look at calling it version 1. We saw, heard, and experienced all the problems when released 2.3, 2.4, and 2.5 in such a short time frame that we do not want to deal with those sorts of issues and problems again. So if it takes us a bit longer, that's the reason. We also feel 2.6 is a very important release for us. It's being used sort of as a springboard, a foundation, you may call it, for Beta 3, which will be the largest, most complex release to date. Unlike the jump from 1.27 to 2.0, the next jump will even be larger. So we need to have a stable, bug-free release to work from. Thus, 2.6. That's basically what we're working on right now. You know, if 2.6 somehow fails, then, you know, I guess we're going to have to take a step back and evaluate the situation and basically go from there. If gamers leave the community, then they leave. I don't think anyone on the dev team can stop them. Regardless of the information we give out or the screenshots we post, many want a release date, something we're not ready to give out. Remember that December release date we missed? I think that's enough said right there. I see somebody in the channel posting mods are updated slower than UT, so I don't see the problem. Somebody else from Agent 86 posts most mods don't get updates. Well, I mean, there's been times where we've been very close to saying screw this, and you know, basically we're going to stop development, but. You know, we've assessed everything, and, you know, we continue to develop. So I think as long as the development team has an interest, then the community should be happy. The day comes that, you know, no longer do we support the mod, or you don't find us in IRC or posting on the forums, then you can basically say the mod's dead. But until that time, I really don't understand some of the complaining and bitching from the community. We do understand the frustration of the community, though, and we will have an improved version for you. The quality assurance team has been grateful enough to offer some excellent comments on the build. And remember, they are not there for brown-nosing or kissing the collective asses of the development team. They are asked to assist in development for a reason. Thus, that's why we chose them. Not to suck up to us, which I know that is another misconception. People think they are chosen because they always hang out with us and always talk to us. Well, that's not really the case. We understand that everybody does want to work on the QA team and thinks they can offer the best suggestions or find the most bugs. We know that. Everybody says the same thing about wanting to be on the quality assurance team. So hopefully this clears up some of the misconceptions and rumors that are floating around in the community. We are about creating an enjoyable mod and continue to improve Urban Terror while interacting and supporting the community we've created. Due to my work schedule, that's my next point. So that's my little soapbox there. I think many on the development team, if not all of them, will agree with it. If you like it, great. If not, oh well. But you know, there's a lot happening right now. I mean, not only with Urban Terror, but you know, in our personal lives, things that we're just not ready to share with the community. You know, we enjoy what we've done so far. We enjoy hanging out with the community and, you know, and playing games like we're playing on the Urban Radio server. I think the community enjoys it, and, you know, I think that's one thing that has gotten us a success so far is the develop, or excuse me, is the interaction and support from the development team. You know, the next big event we have going, like I said, is Beta 2.6, followed by QuakeCon, followed by Beta 3. So, you know, at the end of the year, we will take inventory, see where we are, and figure out where we want to go from there. But we do have some development left on the mod, and hopefully the community will be there to support us. So that's about all I have. Going to play another song here, take a bit of a break. This is the Deftones' White Pony. We'll be right back on Urban Radio.
Ah!
Yes. We're back on Urban Radio. That was Deftones with White Pony, and that last song we just heard was Amen, The Price of Reality. Due to my work schedule, I was unable to call either final for the Stay League. We're talking Frags and Flags. But we will pass on congratulations to Unified for winning the Flags division by defeating Clan Lick. Also props to Van Silly for shoutcasting. Also props to Clan Ill, Illustrious, for taking the Frags division with a victory over Clan Unified. Look for the State Pro Bowl information coming soon over on q3ut.stronger.org. Hopefully we will be able to bring you that live and uncensored on TSN. All depends on the schedule. Like I said, right now I'm not sure what's going to happen. And the Cow League is currently in the semifinals with number 1 Ill taking on number 2 Infinity Front. And number 1 Knox taking on number 2 Unified. The winners of those matches will go to the finals for Cow. Also, a note, we have an admin switch over at Cow. We say so long and thanks to Jeff T, who is going to go pursue admin duties for SOF2. And Connor will be taking over as the main man over on Cal. Hopefully we will be able to work with him and get some updates, get some shoutcasting for the Cal League. We'll have to see what happens with Stay in the OGL. But we do intend on continuing to shoutcast. Maybe if we can talk Cold Shot into getting some more shoutcasters for Urban Terror, as I know many of them had other things they had to take care of this year. For example, Whispers, who was basically in charge of the Urban Terror shoutcasting on TSN, he was involved in Clan Boss, BOS, and unfortunately, whenever we wanted to shoutcast together, he had to play. So, you know, maybe we can find a few others who are interested in shoutcasting and get them hooked up with the details and, you know, maybe even do some dual casting. That's a little bit more enjoyable than trying to do an entire match by yourself. I'm sure many of you have heard you sit there and sort of start talking to yourself as, you know, things get very slow like we saw in the Clan Base final. So we'll see what happens. Other than that, there's not much else. I'm coming up this weekend on TSN. You can tune in this evening. And you can listen to Juno with his In the Mix. Starts at midnight Eastern Standard Time. It's 9 p.m. Pacific Time. And if you live in Europe, I'm sure you'll be sleeping, so don't worry about it. What else do we have? On Saturday, we have Mandatory Metal from Jeff T. You can check out his show. It starts at 11 p.m. Eastern Central Time. Eastern Standard Time. And I play some pretty killer metal music, so check it out. New show night as well, so some good shows here coming up this weekend on TSN. Hopefully you will listen to it. Going to play one more song here, see if we can hand the server off to somebody, and we'll be right back. This song is for Fumla. This is Haba Haba Zoot Zoot on Urban Radio.
Nam nam, haba haba zoot.
It's Karamba, Haba Haba Zoot Zoot, and that lovingly goes out for Fumla. And I'm sure I still fucked up his name, but oh well. I'm sure he's the only one who would ever request a song such as that. So, there you go. Other than that, you know what this song means, don't you? Yes, it's that time. I do want to say thank you for everyone who has joined in and listened to the broadcast this week. Thank you for listening. Thank you for joining in on the Urban Radio server. Some of you might be able to see us tonight, as we will be playing on the HOH server. Not sure if it's still invite only, but if you got an invite, great. If it's not invite, hopefully we'll see you there. You can find it on the All-Seeing Eye or GameSpy, whatever you use. It'll be there. For Silicon Ice Development, I'm Oswald. I want to say thank you. Have a great Urban Terror weekend. We'll see you next week. Fummel. Remember when I called you Fummel?
Oh, it's over? Alright, well, I'll be back next week with more kicking tunes for your booty butt.